This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Stanley has a story about an opinion poll, but don't worry, this one's not about politics. This fall, a group of researchers from St. Louis University set out to study the various municipal court systems in St. Louis County. Some of their results, predictably, fell along racial and class lines, but there were a few surprises. Here's Camille Stanley's report.
In the past year, politicians, government officials, and community advocates have been in a tug of war over the future of municipal court operations in the St. Louis area. But here's an aspect not talked about as much. What do the people who actually get caught up in these systems think? Researchers at SLU decided to find out, and they started with an old-fashioned exit poll. But that process was easier said than done for grad student Peter Orth, who gripped a clipboard while waiting to survey people streaming in and out of a tiny courtroom in Tiny Pine Lawn.
People don't want to stop and talk to you if they just paid a $200 ticket, but some people...
Pine Lawn, which has just over 3,000 residents, took in $1.6 million in fines last year.
I haven't seen anyone who's necessarily happy with their experience.
Especially not Janine Chenerl, who was there to take care of a speeding ticket. She was hoping the judge might be lenient or give her an alternative, like community service, since she's on disability. That did not happen. Her $200 ticket still stands.
I'm on a payment plan, so I got to contact the courts, and they'll tell me, we'll take $50 every time you come to court. And that's going to take me, what, 4 months to pay $200? And that's really going to hurt my pocket a lot.
Chenerl says police officers who pulled her over were courteous, but she feels targeted.
But they have to be racially profiling, because why is the courtroom full of black people? I counted the white people was like 6 to 75. Ladue, Creve Coeur, wherever, it's always the same. Country Club Hills. Whenever you go to court, it's just us. And by just us, I mean African Americans.
Pollsters heard a different opinion when they went to the more affluent Sunset Hills, depending on who they asked. Elizabeth Koenig, who's white, had her case resolved in about 30 minutes.
It wasn't too bad. I thought it was pretty, it was easier than I thought it was going to be. So the judge was really nice and just gave me a fine and wished me good luck.
Researchers are not surprised by responses like these. They hypothesized they would see stark differences between poor and affluent communities and white and black respondents. But they were startled by something else. The sheer depth of cynicism among all respondents toward the municipal courts. Of the 750 people surveyed, more than two-thirds said they don't believe traffic stops have anything to do with public safety. That's certainly the opinion of Mike Brownlee. It was almost inevitable that the pollsters would run into him in Sunset Hills.
Well, I've gotten tickets from 7 different municipalities, charging $200 to $300 per place. So if three, it's about almost $2,000 worth of fines. But I couldn't do anything about it because I was going to school, trying to get a better job so I could have money to pay for all that. But you can't do both at the same time.
Brownlee, who is African American, says more than race, the municipal court systems in St. Louis County can feel like being caught in a net.
They are very good at making their money, however that is. They say it's to uphold the law and keep the community safe, which I'm all for that. But they do make a lot of money off of people like me on a regular basis.
People like you. Do you mean?
I don't mean my skin color. I mean people in my economic level.
The SLU researchers say getting data about these real experiences with the municipal courts could be valuable to policymakers trying to address inequalities, if they listen. I'm Camille Stanley, St. Louis Public Radio.